Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. There's a hazardous weather outlook for the area today. Gusty northwest winds will combine with lower humidity and dry fuels to create elevated fire weather conditions. Another cold front will bring gusty northwest winds tomorrow, and elevated fire weather conditions will continue. Today from 10 a.m. to noon, the Campbell County School District will run a relocation drill for the students and staff of Thunder Basin High School. County 17 reports students and staff will relocate to the Rec Center Fieldhouse with the assistance of law enforcement and the Campbell County Fire Department. Parents may be contacted to pick up students. If they do, they must use the fieldhouse entrance. Recreation center visitors may have less access to some parts of the facility. For more information on the drill, parents can contact the school, and rec center visitors can contact the desk staff. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Although the actual location hasn't been announced yet, the Executive Director of Energy Capital Economic Development, Phil Christofferson, has said Campbell County would be a good location for a carbon capture project that was announced last month. The news record says Wyoming's project is one of four across the country that has advanced to Phase 3, a three-year process that includes site characterization and is the last step before commercialization. The next phase of Campbell County Health's move to Epic Systems for medical record keeping is about to take place. With Epic, Campbell County Health hopes to modernize record keeping in the health system, which will improve the patient experience and streamline workflow for providers. Work on the discovery phase of what type of implementation is needed based on an assessment of CCH's electronic health record needs is underway. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.